All right. So, welcome to Indie Layer 6. I have my own resistance coming up around this particular piece. There's something that I'm currently experiencing, which really isn't a surprise to me because every time I go through this, I'm in it. I've shared that with you before. So, what's coming up for me, and it's interesting, is I feel myself knowing what I'm going to be sharing with you in today's layer, and there is a opportunity for relief within this layer. So then why would I be resisting it, right? Why would I have any resistance to experiencing some relief? Well, that's a really interesting question for every single one of us. And sometimes it's true. Sometimes we allow ourselves to continue to experience something in our life that may be causing pain or causing unrest, and we have an opportunity for relief, and we tend to, we can sometimes even resist the relief. And that happens for a number of reasons. We sometimes feel like we're not ready for the relief, we're not worthy of the relief. We sometimes are scared about what the relief will actually bring. What's on the other side of that? Because relief feels freeing. There's freedom in relief, right? And a lot of us don't operate the majority of our lives in a freeing state. We feel very controlled by external circumstances and by narrow pathways. And even though they feel constrictive, sometimes we find comfort in that restrictive quality that we've created for our life. So sometimes then we resist the feeling of relief. What is that relief going to bring? What is that going to look like? What's waiting for me within that relief? So if you experience any of that as we're going through today's layer, just be aware of that for yourself and ask yourself some of those questions. Am I finding some comfort in the restrictedness that I'm feeling? And what will I really allow myself to move into if I really trust and move into that freedom and that liberation that can be found within this layer? Because the freedom and the liberation that can be found within this layer is something that can change everything. Everything. Now, yeah, let me feel into what I was just going to say. Sometimes in life, and I'm realizing this more and more in my own journey, and in fact, it happens more and more as you allow yourself to expand deeper into your truth. That there may be outside circumstances that challenge you, that attempt to provoke you. And where you are within the layers thus far, and what it is you've already experienced for yourself, you understand that you have the ability to respond in a way that fully serves who it is you're becoming within your indie. Who it is you're becoming. So as you continue to step into higher levels of growth, as opportunities come into your life, as situations unfold, as the accountability that's there for you as a woman to become who it is you're truly here to become presents itself to you, I want you to remember that you do have the ability to respond in a way that you know is going to assist you in becoming more of who you're here to become. And this layer is pivotal in that process. Be aware of that piece of you that wants to just close it and fix it and feel into that liberation and how you respond. Because the more comfortable you can get with that liberation feeling, true liberation, true freedom, the more comfortable you can allow yourself to become with that, the more you will step into the woman you're here to become. because for all of us, the women that we are here to become, require a level of freedom, require a level of liberation that cannot be found in the accomplishment of what most people associate with success. The liberation and the freedom that will assist you in becoming the woman that you're here to become is a different sort of living. It's free of from rejection, right, that we talked about in the last layer. It's free from approval. It's free from the need to justify, and it's freedom from having to win. Okay? The freedom and the liberation that you will really feel into on this journey is the freedom to be who you truly are without needing permission from anyone. Okay? So, with that light level of introduction, I'm in something myself right now, and I'm trying to feel into, and you can feel my little bit of hesitation, whether I'm going to share that with you or whether I'm going to let it unfold for everyone at the same time this week. So let me just see. Let me be with that for a minute, because the full clarity around that for myself hasn't quite presented itself. So I'm going to just be in that space. So that little, if you're feeling that little bit of hesitation, I'm wondering if I'm going to share that personal experience with you now, and I'll just see how it unfolds, okay? I wanted to set the stage for this layer and how important it is for us. And it's something I don't want you to minimize in any way. So that piece of your indie that we've talked about before where you say, I knew that, right? And that piece of your intuition that can say, I knew that. Well, now you're going to take that knowing to an even deeper level, because there's one thing to know it, and there's another thing to really gift yourself the liberation and the relief that's in this for yourself. So bypass that ego piece that connects with any kind of, oh, gosh, I knew that already, right? I think you're all able to do that at this point. Going into the, okay, I know this. I know this is important. I can feel this. And then going even deeper, which is, can I allow myself to feel the relief that's really here? Right? So that's the piece I want you focusing on today, the relief that's present within this layer. And we're going to go through this in a very beautiful way. And this process is fairly simple and, in fact, can be done fairly quickly. I was going to say easily, but that's not the case. So I'm going to invite every single one of you to get really in touch with your current state of emotion. So just do a little review, your current state of emotion, where you're finding yourself right now. If there's anxiety in your formula, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling pressure, if you're feeling happy, joy, whatever your current emotional state might be, just feel it. Just tap into it. It's important for you to know where your starting point emotionally is as we step into this, okay? All right. So with that, now that you know what your current emotional state is, I want you to feel how the rejection layer affected you. I heard from so many of you who said, my goodness, this is changing something for me. I didn't realize how much I've held back in my life in these areas, so afraid that I wasn't going to get the approval of others, so much so that I haven't been really fully living my truth. And I want you to feel how that affects your indie, right? That piece of you who knows you're here for something. And that willingness that you have as a woman to no longer reject yourself. No longer reject yourself. And there's a natural peace that follows. And so when I reveal this next layer, I want you to feel into the natural, organic longing and need that you might already be feeling for this layer. So there may be, it's very possible that there may be an organic response within you that says, Like, I knew I needed that right now. And maybe you didn't know, but as soon as you hear it, you might say, I knew I needed that, and I want some of that right now, okay? And the relief that follows, all right? So let's talk about it.